James O'Keefe, leaker of Epstein cover-up tape still working for ABC News. By Joshua Kaplan on November 8, 2019. Project Veritas on Friday published an open letter from the alleged ABC News insider who leaked video of an anchor revealing the network had killed a bombshell report on deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The letter, signed with the aliasing Notus, addresses the fallout from the recently released video showing Good Morning America co-anchor Amy Robach venting that ABC News quashed a report on Epstein, which also implicated former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew. The alleged network insider writes that he or she did not seek personal gain from leaking the tape and feels remorse for the company's apparent pressure on Robach since its release. "When I first stumbled across this, my initial reaction was outrage. But this soon turned towards empathy. I cannot imagine doing all the hard work to only have it shelved," the alleged insider writes in a section of the letter addressed to Robach. "If the past few years have taught us anything, it is the truth that some of us have endured many hardships in this industry. From the spiking of stories regarding prominent and powerful people in this world, and to yours. I believe you are an outstanding reporter and have done such tremendous work in the community as well." The alleged insider then addresses ABC News, slamming the network actions following the tape's release and accusing it of accusing innocent staff of playing a role in the damaging leak. "It is terrible that you have been lashed out at by the company. I know some may put the burden of guilt on me, but my conscience is clear. The actions of the company towards you are the result of their own and not anyone else," the letter reads. The public outcry, from coast to coast, of all people, creeds, and political affiliations, is clear. "I have not one doubt that there will always be support for you, and you will have prosperous careers. I sit right here with you all in complete shock. I, like many, are at a loss for words on how this has been handled. Instead of addressing this head-on like the company has in the past, it has spun into a mission of seek and destroy. Innocent people that have absolutely nothing to do with this are being hunted down as if we are all a sport," the letter continues. "I challenge all of you to actually look inwards and remember why this company engages in journalism.